وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك أزر مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana bihim khaswasa. Wa man yuqa shuhha nafsih fa'ulaika humul muflihun. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for the charity of a poor person. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصْوَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ They give preference to them over their own selves, even though they may be experiencing poverty. He who has been saved from the greed of his self, it is such who have achieved their goal. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one dirham surpassed 100 dirhams. A man asked him, and how is that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, there is a man who has a lot of wealth. He takes 100,000 dirhams from a portion of his wealth and gives it in charity. There is another man who has only 2 dirhams. He takes 1 dirham and gives it in charity. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of charity is the most superior? He replied, that which a poor person is able to give, and begin by giving to your relatives first. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of charity is the most superior? He replied, that you give secretly to a poor person, and a poor person gives what he is able to give. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says in his Mu'ta, I heard that a poor person asked for food from the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had some grapes in front of her. She said to someone, take a seed and give it to him. The person looked at her in surprise. So she asked him, are you surprised? How many iotas do you think there are in it? Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, there was a monk who remained in his monastery worshipping Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for 60 years. A woman came to him and lied down by his side. He lied down next to her and engaged in intercourse with her for 6 nights. He then came to his senses and was astonished with himself. He fled from there and went to a masjid. He remained there for 3 days without eating a single thing. He was given some bread. He broke it in half, gave one half to a person to his right and the other half to a person to his left. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu then sent the angel of death to him who took away his life. The 60 years of his worship were placed on one pane of the scale, and the 6 nights of his intercourse with the woman was placed on the other pane of the scale. The 60 years was overweighed by the 6 nights. The bread was then placed on the scale and it outweighed the 6 nights. The reward for giving charity in secrecy. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. If you give charity openly, What an excellent thing it is. But if you conceal it and convey it to the poor, that is better for you, and he will expiate some of your sins. Allah is fully aware of your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah by night and by day, secretly and openly, for them is their reward with their sustainer. There is neither fear on them, nor shall they grieve. It is said that the above verse was revealed with regard to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala. He had just 4 dirhams with him. He gave 1 dirham in charity at night, another by day, another secretly, and another openly. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, there are 7 people whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will provide with shade under his shade on a day when there will be no shade except the shade provided by Allah. Number 1, a just leader. Number 2, a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Number 3, a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. Number 4, 2 people who get to love each other for the sake of Allah, who get together for the sake of Allah and part ways for the sake of Allah. Number 5, a man whom a woman of beauty and status tries to seduce, but he says, I fear Allah. Number 6, a person who gives in charity so secretly that even if his left hand does not know what the right hand spent. And number 7, a person who remembers Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in solitude, and so his eyes shed tears profusely. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, acts of kindness protect one from evil calamities. Charity given in secrecy extinguishes the wrath of the sustainer. Maintaining ties of kinship increases one's lifespan. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, acts of kindness protect one from evil calamities. Charity given in secrecy extinguishes the wrath of the sustainer. Maintaining ties of kinship increases one's lifespan. Every act of goodness is a charity. The people of goodness in this world will be the people of goodness in the hereafter. The people of evil in this world will be the people of evil in the hereafter. The people of goodness will be the first to enter paradise. Muawiyah ibn Haida radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely charity given in secrecy extinguishes the wrath of the sustainer, Jalla Jalaluhu. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is charity? He replied, it is multiplied numerous times and there is more in store with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He then recited this verse, who is that person who will loan to Allah a good loan? Thereafter Allah will multiply it numerous times. He was asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of charity is most superior? He replied, the charity that is given secretly to a poor person, and a poor person giving in charity what he is able to give. He then recited this verse, if you give charity openly, what an excellent thing it is. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are 3 people whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu loves, 3 whom he detests. As for the 3 whom he loves, they are a man who goes to some people and asks them in the name of Allah and does not ask them in the name of the relationship that exists between himself and them. They refuse to give him. A person then remains behind and goes and gives secretly to this man. None except Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the person to whom he gave knows about his giving. Number 2, a group of people travel by night till sleep becomes the most beloved thing to them. They all place their heads down and sleep. A man from amongst them gets up, praises me, and recites my verses. Number three, a man who was with a military detachment. He encounters the enemy. All his comrades are defeated. He moves forward valiantly till he is killed or till victory is given to him. As for the three whom Allah Jalla Jalalu detests, they are an old man who is an adulterer, a poor person who is proud, a wealthy person who is very oppressive. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah Jalla Jalalu created the earth, it began quivering and trembling. He then stabilized it with mountains. It thus remained stable. The angels became astonished by the strength of the mountains. They asked, O our sustainer, have you created anything stronger than the mountains? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replied, yes, steel. So they asked, have you created anything stronger than steel? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replied, yes, fire. They asked, have you created anything stronger than fire? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replied, yes, water. They asked, have you created anything stronger than water? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replied, yes, wind. They asked, have you created anything stronger than wind? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replied, yes, man, when he gives charity with his right hand and conceals it from his left hand. Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Rawad rahimahullah said, it used to be said that three things are from the treasures of paradise: concealing one's sickness, concealing one's hardship, and concealing one's charity. Ibn Abi Al-Ja'ad rahimahullah said, charity repulses 70 doors of evil, and the superiority of charity in secrecy over charity in public is 70 times. The reward for he who is provided with wealth sufficiently and remains content and patient and abstains from asking anyone by placing his trust in Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, لِلْفَقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Charity is for the poor persons who are restricted in the path of Allah, unable to move about in the land. The one who is unaware considers them to be rich because of their not begging. You can recognize them by their faces. They do not beg of people beseechingly. And whatever useful thing you spend, surely Allah knows of it. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. To him we will give a good life. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that the good life mentioned in the above verse refers to contentment. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he has certainly succeeded. He was submitted to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, who is provided with sufficiency, and whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu made content with what he gave him. Fadala ibn Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, glad tidings for he who is guided with Islam, whose livelihood is sufficient and is content. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, contentment is a treasure that does not end. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a promise to give me something. When the Banu Qurayza were conquered, I went to him so that he may give me what he had promised me. Before I could go to him, I heard him saying, he who seeks to be independent, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will give him independence. He who is content, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will bless him with contentment. When I heard this, I said to myself, I will certainly not ask him, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for anything. Suhail ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, O Muhammad, live as you will, for you will certainly die. Do as you will, for you will certainly be recompensed for it. Love whomever you will, for you will certainly have to leave him. Know well that the nobility of a believer lies in his engaging in worship at night, and his honor lies in his independence of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq to spend in his path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with rizqan halalan tayyiba. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.